I remember times in my life being so burdened because of certain trials I was going through at the time. But also the Lord showed up in those trials, and He filled me with His presence and with His joy. And I found even though I was going through a trial and I was burdened, yet at the same time I could experience the joy of the Lord.
Thanks for joining us today on Truth and Fact. I'm Shannon, and I want to invite you to grab a Bible as Pastor Mark looks into the Word of God.
In chapter 4, verse 4 of Philippians, Paul writes, "Rejoice in the Lord always." And again, I will say, rejoice. And so we find that even though the Apostle Paul is in prison, in a trial, in a hard place, yet he is encouraging others. Do you know, my friend, that it is possible to joy or rejoice in the Lord, even though you are in a trial yourself? That's right. This is something supernaturally. In fact, James said in chapter 1, verse 2, "My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, or when there are multicolored different trials," no trial, just alike, "when you fall into those, count it all joy." I'm not joying because of the trial itself, but I can rejoice in the fact that God is working effectively in my life. In other words, God is going to do something in my life through this trial. God is going to teach me something. He is sanctifying me. He's going to cause me to look to Him by faith and to trust Him by faith. In fact, we find that the Apostle Peter also encouraged us to rejoice or to joy in the Lord. Look at what the apostle says in chapter 1 of 1 Peter, verse 6. He said, "In this you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while, if need be, or if it's necessary that we go through this trial, you have been grieved by various trials." Have you ever been grieved or burdened down because of trials? Well, I sure have. Then he says in verse 7, "that the genuineness of your faith." Okay, now we're dealing with the genuine faith. God is concerned about our faith. "Being much more precious than gold that perishes, though it is tested by fire." My friend, it's not easy when our faith is tested by fire. "Nevertheless, it is tested. May be found to what? Praise, honor, and glory at the revelation of Jesus Christ." Verse 8 says, "Whom have you not seen, you love, though now you do not see Him, yet believing you" what? "Rejoice with joy inexpressible and full of glory." My friend, let me say this. It's possible to have joy and heaviness at the same time. Yes, we may experience the heaviness of trials and yet experience God's joy in our hearts. Joy because we know Him. Joy because we are known by God. Joy because we are saved and delivered and set free. As verse 8 says, "Rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory." The word unspeakable, this joy is so great and glorious that it cannot be expressed in mere words. See, the Greek for this literally means unutterable. It's only found here in the entire Bible. And it conveys the idea that this joy is beyond human expression or description. This joy is too great for words. It's beyond words to tell. Can you imagine right now in the midst of our world and all its problems, we as believers can experience a supernatural joy that cannot be put into words? And with that joy comes strength from God. Oh, praise the Lord. I like what Psalm 16 and 11 says, "You will show me the path of life. In your presence is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore." My friend, you may be going through a trial, but you can experience the joy of God right now.
For more information, visit us online at www.truthinfact.org.